Airship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We'll look at part 19 of a series that we're currently doing on submission to God. And today, we are in John 15, and I'm pleased to say we're here again. I love this chapter so very, very much. It's so full of God's Word. Well, the entire Bible is full of God's Word. But if I ever needed to hear a word in my life, it's right now from this particular chapter. We're going to go from verse 9, and it says this. This is Jesus talking, and our Lord says this, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. Already I'm seeing here a few things. If we obey what our Lord is telling us to do, a couple of things are going to happen. First of all, we will be filled with his joy. And I ask myself this, why am I not filled with his joy every day? Why am I not filled with his joy every single moment of the day? And I have to conclude this from what he says, if you do my commandments, you will remain in my joy. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. That means more than we can take. It's going to overflow the vessel of our lives. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and I remain in his love. And then he says, I've told you this so that you're going to be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will be overflowing. So why isn't my joy always overflowing? Because, beloved, I am not every single day, every single moment of the day, committed and submitted to Almighty God. And I should be. And therefore, there's a price to pay when I'm not. And that price is my joy goes. Last couple of weeks, the Lord has been doing a work within me that I didn't think was possible. And I didn't think I would ever experience this. But this last couple of weeks has been incredibly painful. As the Lord has been sorting out all the dross, all the rubbish. I go through my life thinking everything is fine, but actually it's not. Because the Lord begins to shine a torch and I think, whoops, no, that's not dealt with. I've got to deal with that. And so the pain begins. But I need to do that so that my joy can be complete. I've told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. And then he says, this is my commandment. Right now, this is what I want you to do. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. Now on this program, if you're a regular listener, you know I've talked about difficult love and easy love many, many, many times. But I think today what the Lord is focusing in on is that difficult love, not the easy love. Someone that you've met in your life, someone who is in your life, a great friend of yours, you can love with ease because it's not a problem. It doesn't cause you any hardship to love that person. That's dead easy. But what about the person that is difficult to love? The one maybe that has hurt you, really hurt you. The one maybe that has abandoned you and walked away. The one maybe that no one wants to talk to. That person in your life that no one ever says anything to because they don't like that person very much. Why? Because that person is difficult to understand and difficult to know, and therefore becomes very difficult to love. We are called to love these people as Christ has loved us. Now watch this. The test of that love is this. Jesus loved us so much that he gave up his life, that he was nailed to a tree in Calvary 2,000 years ago. He gave up his life. Jesus goes on to say, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command. What does that mean? That if you don't do what I command, you are not my friends. Does it mean that? Jesus doesn't say, but he does say this. If you do what I command, you are my friends. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, if you do what I command, you will be filled with my joy. And then he goes on to say, yes, your joy will overflow. It will overflow. It will keep on coming. It won't stop. It will just overflow. It will continue day and night, your joy, because you are obeying my commands. That difficult love that I'm talking about, that difficult love has to be so great that you would be prepared to lay down your life for a friend, for that friend, if it was necessary. How do you feel about that? Because whilst I'm telling you this, I'm being challenged myself. I know there are a few people in my life that I would lay down my life for, that is for sure. But I'm not sure that every person I would regard as a friend, I would be prepared to do that. And I am being challenged as I'm talking to you. Would I be prepared to lay down my life for that difficult one, that difficult love? Would I be prepared to do that? What a big challenge that is for me and for you today. Jesus goes on to say in verse 16, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Wasn't the other way around. You didn't think to yourself, oh, I'm going to commit my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had already chosen you. He had already said yes to you. He'd already said yes to me. I didn't choose him. He chose me. When I was 6 years old and I stood up and said, Jesus, come into my heart at the Colston Hall in Bristol. I was 6 years old. He chose me, beloved. I didn't choose him. That is a revelation to me. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. This is my command, says Jesus, to you right now. Love each other. Are you willing and prepared to do that? Are you willing and prepared to love the easy love as well as the difficult love? Are you prepared to say, yes, I will give up my life for my friends? I will lay down my life for my friends if that is what is required. I will do it. I will be prepared to do it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word today. Father, thank you for continually challenging us with your scripture, with what you say in your word. And Lord, we declare to you now that we love you and we honor you. And we wish to obey your command to love one another as you have loved us. And yes, Lord, if necessary, we will lay down our lives for our friends. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Israel, may you receive the glory and the power and the honor that you so richly deserved. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.